Good morning. Good Sunday morning on Sunday Morning Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Friends, good morning again on a Sunday. My name is CA. I am your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. And again, we welcome you to our Sunday edition with praise, worship, and Bible devotion, and of course, prayer. Okay, well, Scripture reminds us in the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 35, says, "Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I will find delight." You know, the Bible, friends, it teaches us that a person is more than just a body. Each of us is actually a living soul. Our souls are created in the image of God. You know, God Himself has implanted His own nature within us. Just as our bodies have certain characteristics and appetites, so do our souls. The characteristics of the soul include intelligence, emotions, and will. And the human soul or spirit longs for peace, contentment, and happiness. Most of all, the soul has an appetite for God, a yearning that can be recounseled to its Creator and have the fellowship with Him forever. You see, friends, in our world, we give most of the attention to satisfy the appetites of the body and practically none to the soul. In fact, consequently, we are one-sided. We become fat physically and materially, where spiritually, we are lean, weak, and anemic. You see, the soul actually demands as much of attention as the body. It demands fellowship and communion with God. It demands worship, quietness, and meditation. Nothing but God ever completely satisfies because the soul was made for God. Don't starve your soul. Best advice I can give you. Also, when you're praising and you're worshiping, there's a song that I'm going to play right now on Sunday Morning Praise. Don Malone, Give Thanks. We need to give thanks with a grateful heart. Sunday Morning Praise on iHeartRadio.
Christ is His Son.
Amen. We give thanks to you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, well, this is CA again on iHeartRadio. I forgot to mention, and I always fail to mention, especially on One Cup of Coffee, we have a toll-free 1-800 number for prayer requests, questions, or comments. And you know what? You want to send your prayer request in anytime? Plug it in. Put it on your contacts on your phone, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast prayer line. It's text or call. 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Also, email me that you can as well if you want to do the old-fashioned way. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Working my way toward a second cup of coffee. I hope everybody is having a good morning this morning as you're waking up. But you know what? We're all friends, right? And friends are friends forever. Michael W. Smith, he's going to kick that off for us on Sunday Morning Praise. Friends are friends.
Thank you. Yeah.
Amen. Your name is Power, the Wren Collective, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morn Praise. Happy Sunday morning. Okay, well, before I get started on my next devotion, how's your faith? Have you let your faith rested? Well, in resting faith on my little devotion today for you guys, the book of James chapter 1 and verse 3, Scripture reminds us that the testing of your faith produces patience. Dwight L. Moody was fond of pointing out that there were three kinds of faith in Jesus Christ. Want to know what they were? The first one was struggling faith, which is like a man floundering and fearful in deep water. Second was clinging faith, which is like a man hanging to the side of the boat. And the last one, of course, is resting faith, which finds a man safe inside the boat, strong and secure enough to reach out his hand to help someone else. Now that you notice that each man had faith, each one knew the boat was his only hope. But only one had resting faith. Only one had discovered he could actually be in the boat where all he had to do was rest. That kind of faith God wants us to have. A faith that trusts him totally. But sometimes we discover, friends, it's our reality only that we endure struggling or clinging faith. In fact, sometimes we realize that we can't get into the boat when the storm rages. When we cry out to God with new faith, then our Savior graciously extends his hand and says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 11 and verse 28. So let me tell you, when you're going through the struggling time, when you're going through the trials, tribulations like we've talked about from time to time, the craziness in the world, extend your hand out in faith. It's like getting saved and extending your hand out to Jesus Christ. A great song that I like reminds us we are free. Newsboys, I am free on Sunday Morn Praise.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. Don't we serve an amazing God, friends? Sunday Morn Praise exclusively, again, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Before we close out, I have one more song I want to play, but before I get started on that, I want to share something with you. As most of y'all know, if you only listen to Sunday Morn Praise, that's fine. Hey, I appreciate whatever you listen to. A lot of y'all listen to my Bible lessons, Bible devotions, things we talk about sometimes from time to time. We have special guests. I do have a bunch of people that I'm going to be getting on the air. It may be via the phone because of COVID-19. As I sit in Faith Studio One before I get ready to cut the lights out on this last song, I want to share something, and I might have already shared it with you guys. Earlier this week, this last week was my first week working back in production after nearly 3 months. How about that? So a really dear good friend of mine, if you haven't heard already, and I posted on my Facebook page, his name is RJ. We shared our faith like 2 days before this COVID-19 shut down our production place that we work at, a very well-known, great company. Everybody knows it. I just can't mention it on the air. We were sharing our faith. Of course, as most of y'all know, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior at age 6 years old. I come from a very good, very blessed, good, godly parents, family, heritage family. RJ, Catholic, and he was sharing his faith. He was getting closer to retirement, but he said, you know what, CA, I'm going to go another 5 more years. He had 45 to 46 years in at this particular place. Well, I guess it was on a it might have been on a Tuesday. They were trying to get in touch with him and everything. Kind of find out, they got a hold of his wife, said he was in ICU, and he took a turn for the worst, and the doctor told him, well, I don't know, might have told his wife, he had stage 4 cancer and did not have any idea. When I saw RJ 2 days before the COVID-19 hit, he was happy. He was ready to get another 5 more years in to make 50 or 51 years in. And then he was going to call it. He was going to hang it up. God bless his soul. I know he's up in heaven with Jesus Christ. But I think of him, I think of my aunt that didn't get a chance to enjoy that retirement. Let me tell you, life is precious. We only get 1,444 minutes in a day. Make the best of it. Make every day count for you and Jesus Christ, your loved ones. Make it count. Enjoy life, L-I-F-E, okay? I always say that all the time. This song I want to kind of dedicate to the lost out there. They want to know about Jesus Christ. Now, my ministry line is open all the time. You can call me, you can text me, or email me. Don't ever be ashamed. Or if you got touched and you got saved and you accepted Jesus Christ, wonderful, tell me about it. Even on my podcast show, I'd love to hear about it. 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. You got it. That is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast 24-hour ministry text or call line. One of my ministry team will get back with you, promise. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Well, as you're getting ready to either go to church, social distance, of course, wear your mask, we're all getting into that until we get a vaccine, or if you're watching your churches online, I hope you get blessed today, but I want you to get blessed by this song, Michael W. Smith. Enjoy.
Not only churches and auditoriums, but stadiums and coliseums for decades. Not just here, but around the world. He stood before millions, and he sat with world leaders. Everywhere he's gone, he's taken the message of the gospel, and the world is different because of that one man. That man's name is Billy Graham. And tonight, we pay tribute to the heart of this sermon. Dr. Graham, this one's for you. Leave it to me.
Amen. You know, I always love to close with that song every once in a while, and that is by special request. On Sunday Morn Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, as I get ready, friends, to say a prayer, cut off the lights here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. That's right. Having Christ in your heart, as Billy Graham would say. Come in with childlike faith and having Him in your heart. That's the greatest gift you could ever have. Well, let's come together and let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much on a Sunday morning. Father God, the people that are going through trials, troubles, whatever it may be in life, I just pray you be with them. And Lord, I pray for a vaccine for COVID-19, the ones that are sick, the ones that are still healing, the nervousness, the craziness, the ones without jobs. Oh God, you know the whole situation, and I pray you protect them and help them financially. We thank you. This is your world. You have your hands on the world. And we know that great and wonderful things are going to happen. We love you for everything you do. We ask for your forgiveness and let us have a great, fresh, new week. Be with all of my listeners on iHeartRadio. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. Friends, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and also enjoy life. L-I-F-E, have a great exclamation point dot it is too. Have a great Sunday, and I will catch you later this upcoming week. Bye for now.